time for another WNST Baltimore Sports News Update. Here's Luke Jones.
Lamar Jackson met with the media following the Ravens' win over the Broncos on Sunday afternoon.
So, Lamar, one day of practice and a perfect passer rating. How is that possible?
I knew what the assignment was. You know, I definitely studied those guys. Getting with Coach T and just putting in extra work just because I was not there, just watching practice and studying film on those guys, that pretty much helped. And God, you know, God, my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, that's why we having so much success. That's the one that's leading us, you know, throughout these games and week in, week out.
Lamar, you mentioned T. Martin, and we saw him showing you a lot of love after the game on the big screen. But how has he helped take your game to the next level?
Man, just great coaching. You know, that's a guy who's been in the league and, you know, had an eye for the game. And I just piggyback off him, you know, things that he see, what he see during film sessions, and we just talk amongst each other, him and Josh as well, and Devin. You know, just our QB room is so dynamic, just picking each other's brain. Man, from what we're seeing out there on that field, that's helping us.
Lamar, can you speak a little to just the connection you and Zay have today, the two touchdowns for him, and obviously the one before the half was a different level type of play?
Yeah, I just believe, just not Zay, like all my receivers, I have chemistry with all those guys. It's really the games we're entering, you know. It's a pick-your-poison offense, so based on what the defense giving me, certain guys might have a day, you know, because like a couple weeks ago, it was Bate having a night. And, you know, a couple weeks later, it's Zay. So it's really based on the defense of how they're feeling, you know, who's this offense tilting towards, you know. But all the great guys we have, it can be the tight ends one game, might just be the running backs one game. You really never know.
Well, does Zay ever talk to you, or do you ever talk to him about these moves he makes?
No.
Where do you think it comes from?
That's just him. You know, God blessed him with the ability to make guys miss. You know, it's always been him. You know, going back to Brown County, back in youth football, he's always been that player, you know, and him catching a post pattern and making guys miss and getting extra yards for a touchdown, that's just him playing ball.
Lamar, this is for Brazilian coverage. I'm sorry.
Say one more time?
Yeah, this is for Brazilian coverage. Okay. I just want to ask you a couple questions. I'm not going to go into stats because we like much more skills and things like a passion for the game.
Yeah.
How does it feel to understand that you motivate a lot of young guys down in Brazil, such a far place,
Brazil?
with your passion and your skills?
Man, that's dope. that's dope. Oh, man, that's just – it's a blessing, man, for people in Brazil to know who I am. That's just dope. That's crazy. I got to go to Brazil one time. Yeah. I got to travel to Brazil once.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
They were third Lamar, that touchdown defense. That touchdown to Zay before the half. Can you just walk us through what you saw that on the play and then sort of just your view of that move and what you thought?
Yeah, it looked like they was playing quarters to me. The safety poached backside, 26 poached backside, so I just had to beat him, lift the ball over the linebacker, 55, I don't know his name, sorry. But lift the ball over him and just let Zay do the rest, and that's pretty much what he did.
What was your viewpoint of that move when you saw him make that cutback?
Okay, so I'm like, yeah, he probably about to get tackled by 29, but then he stiff-armed off a block. I want to say bait. I don't know, whoever it was right there, he stiff-armed. And 29 looked like he was about to make the tackle. He ran into his guy, and Zay did the rest. And Bate helped out, too. Bate came back for that block. So that was just dope for our receivers.
Hey, Lamar, Patrick Ricard's being part of your offense, big part of the offense.
Yeah, he was.
How happy were you to see number 42 in the end zone?
I was happy as hell for him to score. Like, my fault, dang. I was happy. I was ecstatic for Pat. You know, he's been looking for that receiving touchdown, and he had it today. So that was dope.
Lamar, they were third in the league in defense coming in, but had a lot of success in a lot of different ways. As you looked at their defense during the week and then, you know, applied that to what do you feel like you did well to take advantage of what they were doing defensively?
Just take advantage of what they was giving me. Just getting the ball to my guys and letting them execute. Nelly, Bate, Zay, Lil Zay, Mark, Pat. Those Justice, I can go on and on, but just getting the ball to those guys, our offensive line doing a great job blocking, made my job a lot easier.
All right, thanks, Lamar.